18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, and 25. Purna Chandra Kala Amrishte. Purna Chandra Kala Amrishte. Komadi Ganda Bayuna. Namuno Pavane Reme. Sivite Striganair Vita. Translation. In the company of numerous women, Lord Balaram enjoyed in a garden by Yamuna River. This garden was bathed in the rays of the full moon and caressed by breezes bearing the fragrance of night-blooming lotuses. Now this word, Kamudi, Kamudi are lotus flowers that open in the moonlight. Ganda, well, you can see the word there. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti explained that Lord Balaram's conjugal pastimes took place in a small forest alongside the Jamuna, a place known as Shri Ram Ghat, which is far from the site of Sri Krishna's Rasa Dam. 19. Varuna Peshita Devi. Varuna Peshita Devi. Varuni Vrikshakotara. Patanti Tadvanam Sarvam. Swagandena Dhyavasaya. Adhyavasayat. Adhyavasayat. Made more fragrant. Preshita, scent, Devi, divine, Varuni, the Varuni liquor, Riksha of a tree, Kotarat from the hollow, Patanti flowing, taught that Vanam forest, Sarvam entire spa with its own Gandena aroma, Adhyavasayat, made even more fragrant. Translation. Sent by the demigod Varuna, the divine Varuni liquor flowed from a tree hollow and made the entire forest even more fragrant with its sweet aroma. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami explained that Varuni is a liquor distilled from honey. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti adds that the goddess Varuni, the daughter of Varuna, is the presiding deity of that particular divine liquor. The Acharya also quotes the following statement from Sri Harivamsa. Sami pam preshita pit. Here, the goddess Varuni says to Lord Balaram, my father, Varuna, has sent me to you, O sinless one. Text 20. Tam gandam madhudvaraya vayunopahitam bala. Agrayo Pagatashtatra Lalana Bhishamam Papa. The wind carried to Balaram the fragrance of that flood of sweet liquor, and when he smelled it, he went to that tree. There, he and his female companions drank. Upagiyamano gandharvair vanita shobhi mandale reme kareno yutesho mahendra iva varuna. As the Gandharvas sang his glories, Lord Balaram enjoyed within the brilliant circle of young women. He appeared just like Indra's elephant the lordly Airavata enjoying in the company of she elephants.
Nedur dundu bayovyomi. Bhavrashu kushumar muda. Gandhava munayo rama. Tadbirya ira ira itada.
At that time, kettle drums resounded in the sky. The Gandharvas joyfully rained down flowers, and the great sages praised Lord Balaram's heroic deeds. 23.
Upagyamana charito. Vanitabhir halayuda. Vaneshu vyacharat shivo. Mada vivala lochana.
Translation. As his deeds were sung, Lord Halayuda wandered as if inebriated among the various forests with his girlfriend. His eyes rolled from the effects of the liquor. 24 and 25.
Sragyeka kundalo mato. Vajayantya chamalaya. Vibratsmitamukambhojam svedapalaya bhushitam sa ajuhava jamunam jalakridartam ishpara nijam vakyam anadritya mata it Yabakam bala anagatam halagrena kupito vichakashaha.
So we'll do the words here. Shrak V, having a garland. Eka, with one. Kundala, earring. Mata, intoxicated with joy. Vajayantya, named Vajayanti. Cha, and Malaya, with the garland. Vibrat, displaying. Smita, smiling. Mukha, his face. Ambojam, lotus-like. Sveda, of perspiration, pralaya, with the snow, bhushitam, decorated, sa, he, ajuhava, called for, yamuna, the Yamuna river, jala, in the water, krida, of playing, artam, for the purpose, ishvaraha, the Supreme Lord, Nijam, his, Vakyam, words, Anadritya, disregarding, Matta, intoxicated, Iti, thus thinking, Apagam, the river, Bala, Lord Balaram, Anagatam, who did not come, Hala, of his plow weapon, Agrena, with a tip, Kupita, angry, Vichakashaha, he dragged. Translation. Intoxicated with joy, Lord Balaram sported flower garlands, including the famous Vajayanti. He wore a single earring, and beads of perspiration decorated his smiling lotus face like snowflakes. The Lord then summoned the river Yamuna, the Yamuna river, so that he could play in her waters. But she disregarded his command, thinking he was drunk. This angered Balaram, and he began dragging the river with the tip of his plow. No purport.
Amajanat marandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurandri tangena tasman shri gurave namaha. Bandeham shri gurau shri utapada kamalam shri gurum vaishnavam shcha shri rupam sayagyatam sahagana vaganatam tam tam sajivam sadvaitam sabadutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna vadam sahagana lalaita shri vishakamatam shcha.
Hare Krishna, Swaruna, Sindhu, Dina, Bandha, Jigatpate, Gopesh, Gopika, Tantra, Radha, Tantra, Namaskate. Panchakalpata Rupyascha, Kripa, Sindhu, Gheva, Cha, Pati, Kanam, Pavani, Jo, Vaishnavi, Jo, Namo.
Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Prabhu, Nithananda, Shri Advaita, Radha, Shri Vasari, Gaur, Bhakti, Vinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Looks like there's about 8 verses, beginning with 18, just to go back again. In the company of numerous women, Lord Balaram enjoyed in a garden by the Yamuna River. This garden was bathed in the rays of the full moon and caressed by breezes bearing the fragrance of night-blooming lotuses. Then it says, sent by the demigod Varuna, the divine Varuni liquor flowed from a tree hollow and made the entire forest even more fragrant with its sweet aroma. The Lord Balaram is here taking liberty to drink the Varuni. It's been mentioned here before or after. Tejasyamna doshaya. The well-known verse, Naitat samachara jatu manasap yanishkara. Itaru grobijam visham. These verses explain how one shouldn't be such a fool to imitate these pastimes. Those who are Ishvara, the supreme controllers, they cannot be imitated. We're in that way known as Anishvara. They were not the controllers. The Lord Balaram, his drinking intoxication is not on the level. We just read the word drunk. I'm not sure if Prabhupada would have chose that, but maybe. That he was drunk. So River Yamuna, she refusing to yield to the commands of Lord Balaram because he's just a drunk. But she is known as the daughter of the sun god, for one thing. And there's Kalindi. She's an expansion of one of Krishna's queens, Kalindi. And so, still, this transcendental pastime, she's thinking he's just intoxicated. One shouldn't think that he's merely intoxicated. It's described in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, or Chaitanya Charita as well also, but if one sees Nityananda, the original also, as Lord Balaram, Tam Shri Nityananda Ramam Pabadye, even if he appears drunk or going into a liquor shop, actually many times he also appears intoxicated. Lord Balaram, very intoxicated, love of God. Surabari Jai, Nityananda Tatapyo Hoy Nityananda Rai. Even if you see that Lord Balaram goes in the liquor shop, and this is explained also by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yeah, in Chaitanya Bhagavat. There was one Brahmin who had no idea what about Nityananda. He was so bewildered by Lord Nitai's activities. He said, my dear Lord, he must have been very, very fortunate to get the audience of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he questioned him about Lord Nityananda, that we have no idea about Lord Nityananda, but because his mood was not in any way offensive, he just had no idea. He said, we understand that. How is it? He is a brahmachari, he's married, we have no idea. What is he? He's avadut. And Mahaprabhu explained these things. And that if you see Nitai, even if he's holding hands, I believe the story is something like that, with a dog-eating woman, you cannot doubt that he is authentically non-different from me. So the Brahman accepted. There's quite a big explanation about it. How important it is to understand Balaram's activities, that Krishna's Kaviraj, he rejected his own brother because of this misunderstanding. And he's actually a disciple of Nityananda, follower of Nityananda strictly. And he called this Ardha Kukuti Nyaya. Of course, Krishna shows this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also shows, even in relation with Yamuna. When Mahaprabhu first took sannyas, and then he was going off madly. He just went off, that's it, his sannyas. But there was Nittai, Mukunda, a few were following along. He said, now I'm going to Vrindavan. But Nittai was very, very more clever. So he sent somebody ahead and he told those cowherd boys that when you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is coming and he asks you, have I come to Vrindavan? Of course, it's only a short way compared to going to Vrindavan. If we think actually geographically. Still, Mahaprabhu did not know in those internal consciousness is day or night, what to speak of, if it's short or long, or east or west, north or south. So the coward boys, when he saw them, he asked them, am I coming to Vrindavan? He said, no, you're just here. It could be that he bribed them, even Nittai, you know, give him something, some prasada. If you see this madman coming, he's a sannyasi, you just tell him this is Yamuna, that's okay, no problem. Of course, they knew it wasn't Yamuna. But actually, it's non-different. That's explained by Dvaitacharya, because when Mahaprabhu came to the river, completely intoxicated in the mood of Lord Balaram, a little different, but intoxicated nevertheless. He wasn't enjoying, he's not in the enjoying Nagari mood, but he was completely intoxicated. Love of Krishna, separation. And then he came to the Yamuna, and he was bathing, and suddenly there's a Dvaitacharya in a boat. And Mahaprabhu was enacting this pastime of being completely bewildered. Advaita, how did you come here? How did you know I was in Vrindavan anyway? This is the effect of meditating on the river Yamuna or having any association with Yamuna. So Yamuna Devi cannot be in mundane type of illusion. So that time, of course, Nittai, Advaita, they sent a message that now we have Mahaprabhu, we're bringing him back to Advaita's house, and there was a big feast. Mother Sachi came there. So in this explanation that Dvaitacharya gave, that the river Yamuna is on western side and Ganga is on eastern side. So they're flowing together when they come through Prayag. So you actually you have bathed. We have not told you any lie. You have actually bathed in Yamuna. No problem. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's often seeing Yamuna, even in Puri, when he sees the ocean. When he sees the, what is that, Parvat, Chatak Parvat, the big sand dune that at least was there in those days. This was all, for him, this is Govardhan Hill. It doesn't look like Govardhan Hill, it's a sand dune. Neither does the ocean look like the river. Well, Mahaprabhu was seeing any river. When he saw Yamuna, even in Prayag later, when he went to Adila Gram, he was visiting with that Ballabha Bhattacharya. He dove in and they barely could get him out. They thought he would drown. What to speak of when Mahaprabhu actually goes to Mathura Vrindavan, and his ecstasy is always increasing. Can't imagine what type of ecstasy. We could meditate on it for a very long time. In Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy. Then when he's traveling in Jharkhand, all the rivers to him are all Yamuna. They're all Yamuna. And his ecstasy is increasing hundreds and thousands of times. And then when he actually comes to Vrindavan, in millions of times, this is explained by Kaviraj Goswami. And this Yamuna, although now we see Yamuna's, we're fighting just to keep the Yamuna there, and something, but the transcendental abode of Goloka Yamuna is flowing, the actual original Yamuna. It's not being disturbed by the pollution of the demons in that New Delhi. In fact, even Parikshit Maharaj explained in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, Ganga Chidevi Chitta Chitta Mishe. When he sat down, at first he was asking for some prescription when Sukadev came. Then anyway, he spoke that shloka. Tamopayatam Patayanti Vipra Ganga Chidevi Chitta Chitta Mishe. Please accept, he's asking, this river Ganga. But actually, this Jiva Goswami, Sridhar Swami, they explain is not, it is Ganga, but it's Yamuna at that point. It's right out there where Parikshit Maharaj had his headquarters, worldly kingdoms, just that's Yamuna flowing, non-different. Although it's called Ganga many times, but it's Yamuna. And they're flowing together. Yamuna Tiravanachari, we just sang that. Yamuna Jivana Kali Parayana. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has extolled the glories of Yamuna in many songs. Ami Yamune Puline, Yamuna Puline Kanda Padamba Kanane Kiherinu Sakyaja. Bhaktivinoda Thakur very much in the mood of aspiring to be a servant of the gopis, Radharani, that he's saying, Ami Yamune Puline, this in the Kalyana Kalpataru. In the last part, I think the last part, is several, many songs all about Yamuna. Many songs, other places. But especially there, oh my dear Saki, he's speaking to another gopi, or is a servant of the gopi, that now when will I go to Yamuna? I mean, Gari na Jaibo, finally he says, he's describing, what did I see today? I can't go home anymore. Gari na Jaibo. Because today I saw Krishna by the Yamuna, and he's dancing Mani Mancha Puri, decorated with all his jewels. And so Bhaktivinoda Thakur is in very, seems like a very intoxicated state also. Those who follow in the footsteps of Lord Balaram or Rupa Goswami and our Bhaktivinoda Thakur are esteemed acharyas, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada, all of our gurus, they're very much in this intoxicated stage. I was thinking of in 1974, and I was in Prabhupada's room. This was a really uncalled for nectar mercy that Chutnanda and I were sitting for Prabhupada for 2 hours. The first thing Prabhupada talked about was intoxication. He was speaking because there were some ants that were crawling around. And then if anyone's been to Calcutta Temple and Prabhupada had his room, the, you know, the flat kind of mattress, thin with a standard white sheet, and there were some flowers. First thing, Prabhupada picked up one rose in his hand and he was holding it in the light near the window there. And he said, he smelt it, very intoxicating, and he looked at it, and he said, look at this rose, it's so beautiful, he said, and they say there is no God. How dull. I said, how dull. Such a thing like this rose. And then Shutagirti was there, and he said, Prabhupada, can I take away, should I take away these flowers? Ants are coming, ants are coming. He said, the ants are not bothering me. And then he started to talk about the ants, how they have intoxication. They get intoxicated also, he said. When they smell the flowers and the sugar, he said, you cannot see, but in the wall there are many ants, whole civilization. And they're intoxicated from this a certain type of liquor that's in the flower or in the food if they find it. Sugar. And he went on to explain different ways of making liquor also. And you can make from herbs. At that time, you weren't so clear that Prabhupada was a great Ayurvedic expert. And he was. Although he sold standard pharmaceutical, he knew about Ayurveda. He knew so many things. So he was talking how these ants become intoxicated, how humans become intoxicated. Then he said something interesting that why is this liquor industry is a sister industry of sugar industry, because what's coming from the sugar is made into liquor also. He described three ways also with herbs. In fact, I don't know if it was ever confirmed any other time, but he said that he and his father used to collect certain type of moha, some herb in the forest in Bengal, and then give it to the pharmaceutical companies, and they would make thing out of it. It could also be made in some type of intoxication. Then he said something very funny also, that he went to this place, there was an office, and when he was sitting there, he was 10 years old, and his father had gone inside to speak with somebody, and this other man came out, and they said, "Who are you?" And probably was 10 years old. He said, "Oh, I am Abhay Charan Day." He said, "Oh, you are Day, you are the owner of that company," which we never heard that Prabhupada had a different, father had a different business, but in this, in Calcutta, he's been mentioned it. What do we all know about Prabhupada's activities? Kriya Mudra Vigeha Nabujaya. Even the most intelligent person won't be able to know the unlimited exalted glories of such a person as Prabhupada. But in any case, they all started laughing and said, "Oh, you are the owner of that company." And whenever someone else would come in, they'd say, "Oh, you see this boy? He owns this company." So anyway, Prabhupada was explaining this for quite a while about the different types of intoxication. And I was thinking, para-vara vidu-vidu. There's such a great person as Prabhupada. He knows para and avara, that which is transcendental, but he also knows about all things mundane. Actually, during that period, a few days later, there was one lawyer, and he wanted Prabhupada to come to his house, another side of Calcutta. I'm not really expert, but it took a long drive to the other side of Calcutta. He came with a car the next day. This lawyer didn't come, but he sent his son, who was about 10 years old, 9, 10. And there were two cars came. So it was great fortune because I got to go also. And we had all kinds of kirtan men there, Dinanath and Vishnu Dutt. They did a kirtan at this lawyer's house. And after this kirtan, when we went downstairs, this is also Paravaravadovidu. We were surprised that this, he didn't cook anything for breakfast, but he ordered out. There was boxes of sweets and some samosa, some misty dahi in the little cups. So we were sitting and we didn't know whether to eat this stuff because it was from the store. And then Prabhupada took a little bite of samosa, then he ate one misty dahi. Anyone knows misty dahi? I think you can only get it in Calcutta and Bengal. So when Prabhupada ate the misty dahi, he said, "This quarter is famous for this misty dahi." So each part of Calcutta, they have a specialty, you know, different type of sweet. And sweet is also an intoxication. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, he warned the sannyasis and the brahmacharis in Calcutta Math and throughout his Gaudiya Math that they should not eat sweets and heavy milk products because it makes the senses strong, become a little intoxicated. When devotees eat a lot of, sometimes they eat too many gulab jamuns, become intoxicated. If you eat like 20 gulab jamuns or something. Or I saw this. This is not funny because I saw that happen. Well, Indradu Maharaj is coming. You can ask him about it. During the opening of the temple, they installed some deities in Irminonville in France in 83 or 84. So there was a gulab jamun contest in which Keshav Bharati Maharaj competed against Pragosh, old Pragosh. And it was something I'll never forget because I think Indradu Maharaj should have been an all-star pitcher in any national league, or you know, because he was throwing like the whole length of this temple. And not only that, they caught every gulab jamun, and they were becoming rather intoxicated, but they had to keep it together to catch the gulab jamuns in their mouths. They caught Over 30. I think the number, I once asked Pragosh, he came here, I said, how many Gulab Jamuns did you guys catch that day? It was, I think it was in the evening, or maybe not. But it was in a tent situation, like a pandal. And you couldn't throw them high because of the pandal. And he was just throwing them. I mean, it's so amazing to think that they could catch it, and then to think that he could throw it so they could catch it. And he threw over 60. It must have been 33 each. Because Pragosh told me he lost the contest because Kesha Bharati hadn't eaten before, but he had. He couldn't eat anymore. He kind of... So, but there's some intoxication like that. In the old days, newer devotees would eat this, the love jamuns, become intoxicated. So they caught about 32, and then Pragosh said, no, I didn't really lose, just that I ate. I had to throw up. I couldn't eat anymore. It was not fair. I said, well, that's pretty good. You guys caught 33 each. That means he threw over 65 or 60 perfect throws, and they caught in the mouth. So there's this desire to get intoxicated even on the gulab jamuns. I don't know if it's a desire, but if you eat that many, it happens. People start getting... Anyway, in Varuni juice, sometimes we even call it Varuni juice, don't we? At least in the old days, this might have fallen out, I don't know. But Varuni, because Balaram eats Varuni, but we're not quite ready to be like Balaram, so intoxicated. So Mahaprabhu, Nityananda, they're always intoxicated. Rupa Goswami describes Bhuvivalatama Vatama Nivishama Hari Rasa Madhira Madati Mata Bhuvivalatama Vatama Nivishama. Rupa Goswami says, let us all become intoxicated on the holy name of Hari. And we don't care what outsiders may say. Many times you meet devotees, they don't like to go on Harinam. They say, well, I feel it, some inhibition. You've been around here for 40 years, you feel inhibition about going on. This is actually life. If you can go out and the kirtan is on it, this is intoxicating. People pick up on it. This is why people would join. Well, we say old day, why people join? Because we were intoxicated by Prabhupada's mercy, Nittai's mercy, Bala's mercy. He's intoxicated, and by that intoxication, the whole world, let the whole world enjoy this Varuni intoxication. We may not have to eat gulab jamuns. We may have to. We don't have to. It's not required, but the holy name is the most intoxicating beverage. One of Kulashekhar's prayers, he describes that by taking the name of Krishna. Those who don't take it, they remain intoxicated with this material maya illusion. But those who eat it, they become free from that intoxication. So there's different types of intoxication. Kaviraj Goswami describes Yoganamatam Bhuvanam Dayalo Ulagyan Apkaro Pramatam. That Mahaprabhu has appeared seeing everyone completely in illusion, intoxicated by this material maya illusion. Therefore, the only solution is to take this Harinam. In that Narada Muni Bhajayas Bina song also, he talks about how that let them all drink this beverage of the Harinam. It is just like the Varuni, or he has another name for it. What's that name he called it in that song? It's a different name. Anyway. Huh? Madhuripura. That's it, Madhuripura. Sweet, but the word sweet is there. Mada means sweet. Mada means mad. Pramata, onmata, more mad. Different degrees of mad. But ultimately, Prabhupada said, he liked to quote that psychiatrist in the court who said, as far as I've seen, Your Honor, every man is a madman. That one murderer, he wanted to take this defense that he was mad. So the judge asked the psychiatrist to analyze this, interview this man. So what is your conclusion? He said, well, judge, Lord, they call him Lord. Yeah. He said,
If you want to say he was mad, that's okay. But as far as I've seen, all men are madmen. The prophet loved that quote. It is a great quote. All men are madmen. So either we're mad with this love of God, Shunyaitam Jagat Sarvam Govinda Virahename. Mahaprabhu is mad. Whole world is empty. Prabhupada is describing, just like if your lover dies or your son, made it very, very real. We cannot understand Mahaprabhu's state of consciousness in separation, this type of madness. But he said, you can understand how fixed, you cannot think of anything except if you're a close loved person, loved one, lover or child, husband, child, father, they die, then you'll only think of that. Mahaprabhu is thinking like that of Krishna. Radharani is thinking like that of Krishna. Gopis are thinking of Krishna like that. Mad. And so, you know, this Atmarama, Balarama is completely self-satisfied. Those who are in touch, Namam Kamani Limpante Namekan Itimam Yobajana Pidyala. Those so many verses that one who is linked up with Krishna, he becomes mad also. Our madness may not. Jiva Goswami is describing that in Goloka, this I just saw this in the Champu, that Gopal Champu. He says, I'm trying to describe the Goloka Vrindavan situation. How Yamuna is there. What are the real aspects of Yamuna? That bandira trees are spreading the branches across, and that all the leaves are like glistening sapphires, and the earth is like gold. Sometimes it's like ivory and white, like camphor. The flowers are just like, there's plateaus of jewels, and the vines growing there, they all dance in the rhythm of Krishna's flute, or they just dance sometimes while the gopis and Krishna are enjoying, or Balaram are enjoying in so many different places. And that river is even described in Bhagavatam, Nadyas, I don't remember that shloka, but Yamuna is grabbing at Krishna's feet with the lotus flowers and the waves of her. But at the same time, we don't take for granted. Like Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he was famous because he wouldn't even bathe in Ganga. He wouldn't come out in the daytime to see Ganga. He would go in the evening and take some water. So respectful. Although he was the most intoxicated person, but at the same time, he was very conservative in some way. How intoxicated he became, Bahayate, what is it? Bahapidam Natavaravapu, when Mukunda Das chanted a few slokas, Aho Bhakiyam Stanakalapu. When Gadadhar came there, he thought, oh, this is a Vaishnava. Look at him. He has a pipe. He has a spittoon. His hair is all perfect with oil and flowers. I mean, this cat, he was thinking. And Mukunda thought, oh, he's probably getting the wrong impression. Let me chant some verses. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi fell unconscious for 6 hours or so. All the things, all the opulent surroundings of his room were smashed, pushed here and there. His hair became unkempt, his cloth. And he was just hearing just these slokas. So this Bhagavatam, Pibata Bhav here talks about papal. They drank Varuni. So we also drink Bhagavatam. This is our nectar, our intoxicating nectar. Pibantiye Bhagavata Atmana Supam. Pibata Bhagavatam Asamalayam Mahura Ho Rasika is the real rasa. We may not be Balaram, but devotees can become very intoxicated by the chanting of the holy name. Prabhupada said, just like these drunks, he used to see the drunks on the Bowery, they're washing window, then they want a quarter, dollar, something to get another bottle, one more bottle. The shining bottles charm their eyes and draw their hearts, embrace. The slaves of wine can never rise from what we call disgrace. So we're not slaves of wine like the drunks, but he said we have to learn from the drunks. that the holy name is so intoxicating, let me just drink it again and again. Tunde tandavani ratin vatanate tundavli lupdayeka. More ears. I cannot drink it enough through my ears. Drink it through the ears. Namaikam yashavachi smarana patagatam. It enters into the ears, srota mulamba, the root, they call the roots of the ears. Just like the calves, they're trying to drink Krishna's, they're intoxicated, drinking their ears like a cock. Like this. They want to hear it so much. Sometimes we think this is exaggeration, but nowadays we understand that the animals have so much feeling. Cows and these are devotees becoming purified. Demons, they remain heavy demons. They simply kill everything they see. Human, cow, doesn't matter, elephant. Whatever comes in front, they just kill it. Devotees, they become purified. They understand, yes, these calves are drinking. And Krishna's standing by the Yamuna. Don't go there. If you don't want to become intoxicated, smaram bangi traipri, you don't go see Krishna standing in Tribangalalitam, standing in a threefold way by Yamuna, Keshi Ghat, Keshi Tirthopakante. Don't go there. Mahapreksha Tavayadi Bandi Saki Bandus Tirangam. If you want to stay attached to the material world, don't read these pastimes of Balaram. Don't go to the Yamuna. Don't chant Hare Krishna. Then you'll stay intoxicated in the material world. And there's nothing but misery, one after another. Dukitam. So Mahaprabhu, seeing this misery, he's also feeling sad. Dukapar. What does he say? Konsabar. How can they, he's asking Thakur Haridas, how can they be relieved of this misery, of this intoxication in the material world? And Haridas is trying to relieve. So the devotees are trying to relieve that anxiety of Mahaprabhu by making everybody intoxicated with love of God. There's no other solution. Narad Muni, at the end of the fifth chapter in the Bhagavatam, first canto, he said, describes samapyata yena vibhupsitam. He said, he described that this intoxicating Bhagavatam, Krishna consciousness, is good for the not only the high class of men but also for the common men. He was instructing Vyasadeva. Now you give the most intoxicating beverage, Bhagavatam. You have given so many things, little, but now you give straight 100 proof intoxication. So that is Bhagavatam, 100 proof intoxication. Proved here by the original factory owner, propounder, Sri Balaram. Gandam, Madhu. All right, so any conversations?
Very nice class. So I heard from Vaishnavas, I have not read directly, so I'm just repeating what I've heard from Vaishnavas, that Balaram's intoxication with Varuni, because Varuni is a Shakti of Baladev, like Raivati and Varuni, that he's tasting the intoxication of conjugal mellow, and also why he's wearing Vajayanti Mala is because previously when Uddhav had come to Braj, though he was able to give the message of Krishna to gopis, he was unable to fully manifest Krishna to them. Therefore, their satisfaction in terms of separation was not resolved. So this is why, in part, Baladev came, because he had the power, which we may read later on, I can't remember which verse it is, he had the power to actually manifest Krishna to Krishna's gopis. He danced with those gopis who were too young to dance in Rasa at the time of the Rasa dance of Krishna. And during Holi, there were so many young girls who had some attraction to Baladev by Krishna's desire. So for these three reasons, he came back, of course, also to satisfy Nanda and Yashoda. So he's taking the Varuni here, this is intoxication in the conjugal mellow, so that he would be absorbed in satisfying Krishna's desire to give pleasure to all those gopis whom Uddhava couldn't satisfy simply by his sandesh, his message. So we'll read later on in the Gopal Champu, certainly it's there also, that he would actually satisfy all of those gopis, including Krishna's gopis, by manifesting Krishna to them individually in a separate place and dancing with the other gopis at Ramgat. So I've heard from Vaishnava. This I have not personally read, so I always make a distinction.
But that's in the, like you said, Gopal Champu. The Gopal Champu is really intoxicating to read it. Like, when you start reading it, I was reading that last part about Goloka, and then it's just so far out that you don't even know. Like, I was trying to get to that part about the shores of the Shweta Dweep milk ocean. It's unlimited. So he says, just like this, a chariot came, right, to take them all to Dwarka. And that chariot, although it seemed like an ordinary chariot, regular size, Krishna said, this chariot, don't worry about it. And then it immediately expands, and the entire population of Vrindavan, all the cows, they all get on the chariot. Right?
It's true.
So, you know, and you read about things like that are just unlimited. So your mind has to be a little intoxicated to really read it properly. Transcendentally intoxicated.
In description of the geography of the universe, it's stated that Balaram is always being served by Varuni. She always serves him.
In the fifth canto?
In the fifth canto. Oh, with the Varuni and, yeah.
Many times it's referred to that there's Nityananda, he is just like a drunkard or something. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go into a liquor place. And who was begging him not to go in? Srivas. Is it Srivas? Don't go. He didn't care. But he said, no, this won't look good. This won't look good. Please, don't. He is a drunkard. When Advaita Chandra sent that sonnet to Mahaprabhu, he said, Advaita Chandra is a drunkard. Didn't he say? A madman. See, but in Bengali, and sometimes these things are conflated, whether you're a madman or a drunkard. It's not clear, because a drunkard acts like a madman, madman acts like a drunkard. Anything else?
Also, at the same time that this Brahmin came and asked Mahaprabhu about the nature of Nityananda, Mahaprabhu told him that you should understand that I am enjoying in the body of Nityananda. So Nityananda's mood also was not his own, but rather he was embodiment of the enjoyment of Mahaprabhu in that body. Because he has, just like the song, Akrodha Paramananda Nityananda Roy, Abhiman Sunya Nityanagare Vidai.
He's rolling on the ground.
Yeah, he has no self-abhiman, yeah. Sonar Pavata Jana Dolatari, yeah.
Anything else? Okay, Jai, Srimad Bhagavatam.